Super Saturday Sport with Mark,
the Stats Man Owens.
Welcome back to the Super Saturday Sport Show as I bring Jason Asplin, who's been waiting very patiently on the line. How are you, Jace?
I'm very good, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm going really well, thank you. And you're on air today to talk all things GB Giants. Of course, we know you as the the boss, that's easier, Jason's television. I was going to say proprietor. I think that's a bit better.
They're all names. It's all fun of the game.
Host of the opening bounce, of course, plays for the GB Giants. You're even in the... I'm just having a look at the Facebook page there, Jason. You're even in the injury list currently with an ankle, they tell me.
Yes, I'm in the injury list. Yes, I got my ankle rolled on my ankle last game, as it happens in football. And look, I played the story of I'm good, I'm going to play. And I went to training the other day and got about 10 minutes into training, and the coach noticed I couldn't walk properly. And he said, hey, hit the showers. So that was the end of my game for this week. I'm going to go and help from the sidelines. But GB Giants Masters, we play Echuca this week over in Echuca. It'll be at 12:30 start, so it'll be a good daytime sort of start. And for Giants, it's probably the biggest game of the year when we play against Echuca. A man by the name of Buck McPhee started the Giants back in 2016, and he was part of Echuca's club before that. And unfortunately, Buck's passed away. And each year we play Echuca, we play a game in remembrance of Buck, and it's one of the games that everyone pencils in to try and be fit, try and be ready, and give it their all. So it's going to be a very, very good game tomorrow, and we're looking forward to that. We've got a bus driving across, so if anybody wants to come across and they haven't got a way over, the bus probably still got a few spare seats they can jump on, but it will be an exciting day.
And talk to us about what happened back in your first game of the season there, Jason. Did you have a win? Or I don't think you did you, in the end?
No, we got rolled by Bendigo. We thought the points were you got more points for kicking points. We took a bit of Port Adelaide's rules with it, and we kicked a little too many behinds and not enough goals, and they went the opposite way. But it was played in good spirits. Bendigo are a pretty tough side. They do have a lot of runners that are well-trained. And we were down with a few injuries. Our coach was, playing coach, Stephen Tate, was not able to get up for the game. So we were missing him out of the midfield, which really did take it away. But on that being said, we had some fresh blood come into the club. Young Matt Walker, or none of us are young really in Masters, but young Matt Walker was in, and we had a few other new ones with Jim Potter and there was there as well, and Shane Bench as well. So we had some great guys come into the club that really did add a bit of spark to things. And this week we've got a few more debutants. Terence Toohey and Jason Rogers are coming into their first game ever as Giants debuts. So a bit of fresh blood coming into the club, which is really, really good.
And what have the numbers been like, Jason, at training and everything? You've got a few injuries. It looks like you've got a few to come into the side despite your current injuries.
Yeah, look, there's 2, 4, 6, 7 from last week's game that are out, and there's 8 that have come in. So Masters were able to have as many as we want on the bench. So I guess it covers for as far as the old bodies do travel, but by the end of the game, you might start with 8 on the bench or 6 on the bench and find that you've got 17 on the field at the end. So it can be a bit of a challenge there, but numbers are really good. Training numbers are very good, and some of the young blokes come down as well. So some of the old guys with their kids get to train with their kids, which is something pretty special for them to be able to have that experience to get out there and do that. But yes, we've got a full team listed for tomorrow, which is really good. So that's there. So yes, we've got injuries, but at the same time, the club's in a pretty healthy spot with that. And where doors are still open for new people if they're interested in playing as well.
Yeah, no, and training and everything, Jason's been going along really good and solid, and getting a lot of people to have a look at training as well.
Yep, so training's Wednesday night at starts at 6 p.m. Usually everyone's there from around at 5:30, do a bit of warm-ups and things like that. It's at the Kiala Oval. So anyone that is interested in, even if you just want to come down for a run, there's quite a few that come to training that have no intention of playing games, but they love coming around, having a kick, getting around other people. There's Masters, is footy for fun. And if you ask our president what really our motto really needs to be, it's bums off couch and go and find something to do. And that's where we are able to open the doors for everybody to come through.
And Jason, of course, any functions or anything like that happening? I know you had a big night at the Dogs recently, didn't you, Shepherd and Dogs?
Yes, we did, yes. Thank you to the Shepherd and the Greyhound tracks that they put us up, and they had a big community day where all clubs, all different clubs got invited and everyone got given a dog, and depending on how your dog went, you got some cash for your club. And I believe Kingupta Footy Club won that day and got the $5,000 prize money for that one. So it was really good. And they've come on board as a sponsor for the club. So the Greyhound track now has come on board as a sponsor, which is really good. And yeah, if anyone wants a good feed, they do have that out there. So by all means, go out and say hello. But it's looking good for tomorrow. We've got a few injuries that, they probably do hurt, but the coach is back in, which is going to help. He'll give us a bit of grunt coming out of the midfield. And Terence Toohey, who's been a football basketball person for many years, has finally brought his talents across to the Giants. So we're looking forward to having him in there. And it's going to be an interesting spot. It's got some other players that are coming back from long-term injury. Dusty, Rob DeSico, he is back from injury. He's been suffering from a bit of leg injuries for quite a while, and he's been doing the laps around the train track on his own, getting himself ready, and he's ready for his first game for the season come this week. So it's looking really, really good for an interesting day.
So you'll be heading over to Echuca, no doubt, tomorrow yourself?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I'll go over and give them a hand, probably run some water or do something like that. I'll find something that they need some help with. And, definitely looking forward to the day.
Can anyone come on the bus over to Echuca, Jason, or is it closed off to just the players?
No, if someone wants to come across and have a day of footy or that, just contact us. And, we can definitely come on the bus. There's still, a few seats left. It's getting pretty close to full, but there's definitely room there if somebody's interested and wants to come over for a day of Masters football. And look, some people might be at an age where they're able to play. The Masters football, of course, is for anyone over 35. And you just want to come and have a look at what the football is. I talk to a lot of people and they sort of struggle to understand how can football not be as brutal as football can be during, normal GBL, KDL sort of games. And once you actually see a Masters game, you realise, yes, it's still physical, but at the same time, it's played with a different spirit that is designed to look after the guy that you're tackling, look after the guy you're giving a bump to. You're not trying to put him into the wall or something like that. And just having a look at it, then they go, oh, hang on, my body, yes, it's a bit older, but I can do that. And they come and join the club.
So is there any sort of social functions or anything coming up, Jason? Just before you mention that, I'm about to play a bit of a sponsorship there for the GV Giants in relation to some contact details if people want to contact the GV Giants, particularly for that bus trip.
One of the big things that's coming up, and we'll talk more about this as we get a bit closer to it, but at the end of June, we've got a Masters Carnival actually happening at Kiala Oval on the Saturday, the 29th of June. And that's going to be a full day of Masters football with it's basically a big country cup almost, where we're inviting clubs from all of the Masters clubs from across the state to come along and participate in a one-day carnival. And someone will be crowned the winner at the end of that. And we'll hope to have obviously the bar open, and we'll have the canteen open, and plenty of room for crowds and things like that for that game. So that will be a good day if you want to see what Masters football's like across the state, see what the level of players are across the state. And it will be an interesting day. So that's one of the big functions that we've got coming up. There's usually always smaller functions that happen after matches and things like that. We have after trainings on a Wednesday night, we head back to our major sponsor, the Peppermill, and have a have a quiet soft drink there and go have a chat and the team gets announced and things like that. So there's always social events happening with the club. And if anyone wants to know more about that, they just need to contact us. Jump on our Facebook page and you can get some information from there.
No worries, Jason. Have you got no more for us? We'll leave it at that.
No, we just need a bit of luck tomorrow and we hope that we get no injuries. It's really the bit when you get to our age. It's not about winning or losing, although tomorrow we always want to win the Buff McPhee game. It's about playing with the right spirit and walking away at the end of the day happy and healthy.
Good luck tomorrow, and I hope the GV Giants come away with the victory on the portal of Murray and Jason as well. We'll do it all again in a fortnight's time.
Thank you very much, Mark.
That was, of course, Jason Asplund live on, I think he was at the basketball or somewhere with his children on this Saturday morning. I think that's right in saying that.
AFL Masters is football that focuses on allowing mature players the opportunity to participate in our great game of Australian rules. You'll compete with similar aged players with the focus being on footy for fun and enjoying the spirit of Masters football in a family-friendly environment. So if you still have the passion to play football and you want to be part of a club who supports men from a diverse range of backgrounds with a strong emphasis in supporting men's mental health, then this is the club for you. Whether you've played 300 games or if you've never played before, then it's time to get off the couch. GV Giants welcomes all players no matter what level of football experience you have. Find us on Facebook or call Goulburn Valley Giants coach Stephen Tate on 0434 582 959. That's 0434 582 959.
Are you sick of getting stung? Have the wasps, ants or crickets invaded your house? Jason's Pest Control can visit your home to perform a professional insect treatment that will kill wasps, ants, crickets and even spiders. It will leave an invisible coating that will kill new wasps that try and build a nest on your walls and keep killing ants, crickets and spiders on the ground. So for fast and friendly service, call Jason's Pest Control and get rid of pests now. 1-800-599-699.
1FM sponsor.
Daryl here from Aussie Ag Supplies. What can we offer you in the months ahead? 1. Tractor parts, new and used for Ford, Fiat, Massey Ferguson, Sami, Deutz, Landini, McCormick, New Holland and Grey Fergies. 2. Used tractors for sale, and we are looking for good used tractors and sick tractors to wreck, plus new mulches, multi-disc sprayers, etc. It will get tough in the months ahead, so to save dollars, ring me, Daryl, at Aussie Ag Supplies, 0428 235 000. I'll repeat that, 0428 235 000.
1FM sponsor.
Fatigue is one of the greatest contributors to road trauma. Modern cars with their quiet running systems, comfortable seating, coupled with long stretches of straight dual-lane highways can be conducive to fatigue. To combat fatigue, take regular breaks. Stop at every 2 hours. Get out of the car. Stretch the legs. Check out the scenery and let your eyes refocus. Don't drive when you would normally be sleeping. Take a 15-minute power nap if you feel yourself becoming drowsy. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter. And tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.